Jeff, you had a really light-hearted and nice anecdote about your dad being introduced to vodka and other vices by the Russian. Do tell us about that.
Well, I think it goes back to the fact that, of course, when Mr. Vishnevsky and his other colleagues were coming down to Gloucester or out and about, Dad had to take them out and entertain them. Andy would take them out to lunch, or they'd be out at dinners or whatever if they were away, perhaps. And I think inevitably the Russians would offer him the conviviality of being part of the group. So they had Russian cigarettes, and of course they drank vodka. I'm sure that it was around that time when my father, who had been very largely teetotal and certainly didn't ever smoke, started to do a little bit of both. And I seem to recall that we had one or two bottles of vodka appeared at home. Whether they were actually gifts from the Russians or not, I'm not too sure. We do have one or two Christmas cards were actually sent from Vishnevsky in Moscow, somewhere in the family archives, and they, I think it just goes to show that they were actually operated on a very human and friendly basis, even though they came from a regime which was very difficult to actually comprehend and to penetrate at times. But the individuals were pretty good. Anyway, I mean, certainly Dad went on, I'd not say went on smoking Russian cigarettes, but he certainly went on smoking cigarettes for the rest of his life. And so the Russians are to blame, as usual.